Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. India and Namibia today signed an MOU in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the setting up of Entrepreneurship Development Center in Namibia. Both countries also signed an MOU on cooperation in the field of health and medicine. Letters of acceptance for Namibia's joining of CDRI and Global Biofuel Alliance were presented. The MOUs were signed after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah at the State House in the Namibian capital, Windhoek. The deliberations were aimed to deepen the economic partnership between the two countries by exploring new areas of cooperation in critical sectors. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that India must create a smart strategy that puts together economic knowledge with social good while meeting the aspirations and energy needs of society. Addressing the National Workshop on Future Ready Energy Education, Opportunities and Challenges, organized by the Indian Institute of Technology, Delhi, New Delhi, Mr. Pradhan said India is marching towards achieving the net zero commitment by 2070. The minister added that India is the third largest energy consumer in the world, with only one-third per capita energy consumption. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, has condoled the untimely and tragic passing of former MLA Kapchen Rajkumar from Tirap. In his message, the governor said that late Rajkumar was a dedicated social activist whose unwavering commitment to the welfare of the people of Tirap and his compassion for the people will always be remembered with respect and gratitude. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pema Khandu has also expressed deep shock and grief over the tragic demise of former MLA Kapchen Rajkumar. Khandu said that late Kapchen Rajkumar's commitment to the welfare of the people and his relentless pursuit of progress for Tirap will leave a lasting legacy. The Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Women, in collaboration with the Administrative Training Institute, held a one-day orientation-cum-training program for its members at Naharlagun today. While welcoming the participants, APSCW member Secretary Yakar Dave highlighted the aim and objective of the program. Director ETI Pate Marik, while congratulating the new team, encouraged them to work for women-related issues, conduct awareness programs in the districts. He further suggested the members to initiate on amending the APSCW Act 2002 on the provisions which are obsolete and no longer relevant. The flying squad Tawang, led by Town Magistrate Sange Norbu, conducted a surprise inspection at Old Market Tawang this morning. During the inspection, 100 kgs of plastic were seized and handed over to the concerned authorities for recycling and segregation. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Norbu said that the initiative is a step towards a cleaner, greener and plastic-free Tawang. He further urged shopkeepers and citizens to adopt eco-friendly alternatives. Traditional herbal practitioner Padma Shri Yanung Jamo Lego has been honored at Sigar Military Station, Pasigar, today. Padma Shri Lego was felicitated by the Commander, Spear Corps, for her outstanding contributions and untiring mission in the field of indigenous knowledge system. In the meantime, Padma Shri Lego has extended her gratitude to the Spear Corps of the Indian Army for the honor. Karadade District is set to establish its first rural self-employment training institute in Arunachal Pradesh to promote entrepreneurship among rural youth. In a social media post, the Arunachal State Rural Livelihoods Mission informed that documents are being prepared for submission to the Ministry of Rural Development. The training institute marks a major step towards district-wide development and youth empowerment in the district. In a significant initiative to promote self-employment and rural enterprise, the Arunachal State Rural Livelihood Mission successfully organized Udyamik Panjikaran Mela at Abotani Hall, Hapoli, yesterday. While inaugurating the Mela, ADC Himani Mina encouraged the NGOs towards standardizing and branding of the products for enhancing demands and marketability of their products. The Mela witnessed enthusiastic participation from hundreds of rural entrepreneurs, SHG members, and budding local business owners. The India A men's hockey team have begun their tour of Europe with a dominant 6-1 victory over Ireland at the hockey club Oranjehoed in Netherlands. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.